Ready, set, go!
Welcome into Checkpoint Esports and Gaming Radio. A complete look at all things esports and gaming. A production of Westwood One. Here are your hosts, Nate Bender, Robbie Landis, Norris Howard, and Joe Sloan.
Checkpoint reached.
Hey, welcome to Checkpoint XP Daily for Thursday, December 6th, 2018, your daily source for esports and video game discussion. I want to thank everyone listening on WWKB 1520 in Buffalo and ESPN Radio 97.7, 100.1, and 1200 AM in Syracuse, New York. Coming up today on Checkpoint XP Daily, we'll check in with Joe over at the Checkpoint News Desk for the latest in the world of gaming and esports. But we start today with a look ahead tonight. The largest award ceremony in gaming returns tonight with the Game Awards. That being said, this is our last chance to put in our predictions on who's going to win and what new games we'll see announced. Joining me to help break down this important discussion is the Checkpoint Radio crew, Robbie Landis.
Moving the payload.
Over at our drop board, Norris Howard.
Yes.
And over at the Checkpoint News Desk, once again, remanning the Checkpoint News Desk, Joe Sloan.
Check a look. Yeah, I kind of like this. Like, Thursday I get to be on the news desk, and on any day that matters, I don't get to be on the news
exactly
desk.
Exactly right.
That means we're probably never really going to get it straight.
Yeah.
That means, yeah, we're just going to be confused
awesome.
All the time.
Exactly. So anyway, yeah, tonight is the Game Awards. A lot going on, a lot of categories. Jeff Keighley has grown this show over the years to be, actually, I think, something that is fairly respectable.
Especially in the past 5 years.
It's gotten a lot better.
Especially the awkward teen phase.
Well, the years that it was like produced in conjunction with Spike TV.
Yeah.
Those are the ones.
Was that still Keighley doing it back then?
I think it was.
It might have been.
I think it was the same at least group of people, but today,
it's
much
like the difference between a high
much
school
different.
Freshman and like a high school senior now.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a high school senior now.
I mean, what was the 1 year like 3 years ago where Keighley couldn't make eye contact with the camera for some reason?
That was 2016.
That was so bizarre because
2017.
Like the dude has media training. It's not like it's his first time in front of the camera. He was on G4 TV. Very confusing there. But anyway, so yeah, this is definitely going to be an interesting watch tonight as the Game Awards go down. What are we expecting to see tonight?
I think my favorite thing about the Game Awards is how many developers are now treating it as a place to make big announcements for things to,
we've been told that there will be 10 games that will get announced tonight. Now, whether those
five
are,
of them will be indies.
I was gonna say, yeah, now whether or not
that's
they're
true.
Indies or they're big AAAs, that remains to be seen. But I think that if the trend continues and we do get even a few big name ones, this is something that could start to even threaten, I think, something like
E3.
This is what's important is this is our last night to put in our predictions. After this show wraps
that's
up,
fair, yep.
We're just looking back on it. So I think we have to call our shot now. If we're gonna try to guess what's the big announcement's gonna be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. I'll lead off.
Okay.
So
we're going category by category.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
The first thing I want to do though is just what will be the big game announcement that shocks everyone.
We want to pick a game announcement. Yeah. Oh no.
Well, Walmart Canada pretty much blew it for the Death Stranding announcement.
Damn you, Walmart
yeah, but
Canada.
The new trailer, like it's not like they put the new trailer out, so the
yeah,
new trailer's worth
new trailer,
tuning in
yeah.
for.
We'll still be confused.
Who do you think it's gonna feature? I mean, we've seen Mads
Tom
Mikkelsen,
Selleck.
Jesus. Tom Selleck?
Yes.
Why?
Magnum PI is in this game.
Just because
if I have a relative in this game, I'm gonna be so happy.
You're related to Tom Selleck?
I am.
What?
Okay, hang on.
We're taking a hard pivot.
This segment just took a very weird left turn. How closely related are you to Tom Selleck?
Close enough that I've seen him at one family reunion in my lifetime.
Okay, so you're related to Tom Selleck in the same way that I'm related to Sherry Lynn Fenn.
I assume so. Like a grandfather is a relation sort of thing.
Yeah, an uncle is like, is another uncle.
So listen, you didn't inherit none of them mustache genes.
Absolutely not.
All right. So, yeah, I think Death Stranding, the actual release date, expected to be announced tonight. So let's go through some of these categories.
Absolutely.
To see what's up for nomination.
So Game of the Year, of course, the big one of the year. This year we've got Assassin's Creed Odyssey, Celeste, God of War, Marvel Spider-Man, Monster Hunter World, and Red Dead Redemption 2.
This
I have
is a
really
tougher category.
It's been a great year for gaming.
I have a question.
question?
Yes.
What is Celeste?
Celeste. It's an indie.
Indie darling of the year.
Yes, indie.
It's what's likely going to win indie game of the year.
Should I feel stupid for not hearing of it? Like
I haven't either. Yeah.
I'll say this. Okay, all right.
Our circle of gamers has not been talking about it very much.
Fair enough.
No. But definitely, of course, on his face, I would probably say Red Dead.
I'd go with that as well.
However, God of War. That's what I was going to give
it
to.
It's such a beauty of a game.
God of War didn't do anything new. Other games have done what God of War has done.
No, I agree. I think Red Dead would win, and that's my choice, but God of War is also a great choice.
I mean, Red Dead is difficult to argue with because that has just captured so many people.
I think Red Dead will win because of when it came out, but if God of War came out at the same time, I think God of War would win.
Nah, it'd be crushed by Red Dead.
I don't know. It's tough, man. God of War definitely deserves to be in that conversation. I'd still give it to God of War, though.
How about best RPG? We've got Dragon Quest XI, Monster Hunter World, Ni No Kuni 2, Octopath Traveler, and Pillars of Eternity 2, Deadfire.
I'm a pivot. I'm going to say Monster Hunter.
That's a pivot?
I think many people who have followed us for a while would assume that we would just all jump on Octopath.
Oh, okay.
Well, we did do an entire segment talking about Octopath.
But Monster Hunter World is not just a great RPG. It's transformative for the entire
best-selling one in the franchise.
Octopath is good. I just think that it was so held back by some of the art decisions that it made that it kind of isn't even in the running. Like, I think I'd give it to Ni No Kuni 2 before I would give it to Octopath, honestly. And I loved Octopath.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. Best action game, Assassin's Creed Odyssey, God of War, Marvel Spider-Man, Red Dead Redemption 2, or Shadow of the Tomb Raider?
I mean, this category is stupid.
Here's the problem. If Red Dead wins best game, how does it not win best action game too?
Exactly.
But I don't know, man. God of War and Red Dead.
I think Spider-Man is definitely in there.
See, this is why I think Sandbox should be separate from certain other things, right? Because Tomb Raider is essentially Uncharted, and God of War is kind of Uncharted-y, but not quite. It's kind of its own thing.
Right.
It's a standard adventure game.
I'm going to have to go with Nate here. I think because it's action, I think that Spider-Man packs more action. Like it has more of a focus on it than what Red Dead does, which is a slower approach to narrative storytelling.
I think specifically because Spider-Man's combat is so satisfying, that's what edges it out for me.
But God of War's combat is satisfying, too.
You're right, it is, but its storytelling was better, right? Like, for as good as the God of War combat was, its storytelling was superior, and that's what I think of immediately when I think of God of War. When I think of Spider-Man, it's the combat that jumps out at me.
All right, best fighting game. We got BlazBlue Cross Tag Edition, Dragon Ball FighterZ, Soul Calibur 6, and Street Fighter 5 Arcade.
How is this? No. This is not even close. This is not even a discussion.
It's not even close. It's Dragon Ball
by a large margin.
It came out and supplanted the entire Versus series.
All right, fair enough.
I mean, just look at how much it transformed EVO.
Yep. I agree.
Is it normal for a fighting game to come out and that quickly be accepted into the EVO?
Unless it's Street Fighter.
It takes like a season, right?
Unless it's Street Fighter. Street Fighter is the only thing that could do it. Still had the name.
Street Fighter is
the only one that could do it.
All right, best multiplayer game. Call of Duty Black Ops 4, Destiny 2 Forsaken, Fortnite, Monster Hunter World, Sea of Thieves.
Stop it. It's Fortnite.
It's going to be Fortnite, but mine would be Fallout 76. I don't give a... Honestly, you can send all the shade you want at me, call me a Bethesda shell. I don't even care. I've had more fun in that game, specifically when I play with other people, than any other game that I've played in all of 2018.
And he hates people.
I do.
Well, this game only lets him play with a couple people, so
you're listening to Checkpoint XP Esports and Gaming Radio. I want to thank everyone listening on Fox Sports 1350 AM in Riverside, San Bernardino, as well as the Mighty 1090 in San Diego. We're currently going through the different categories tonight at the Game Awards. Make sure you watch to see if we're accurate or if we're just kind of voting with our heart.
Best esports game, we've got CSGO, Dota 2, Fortnite, League of Legends, and Overwatch.
This, I definitely think, is in our wheelhouse. We need to come up with a good answer to this, and I think
the obvious one out of this whole group is Overwatch.
I'd agree.
Yep. Overwatch has changed the game when it comes to esports presentations. They've upped the bar, and for that, they deserve to be recognized. There's great games in here. Fortnite scene is still developing. I don't think that that's fair.
Yeah, I agree. If League Fortnite of Legends takes this, I'm going to be a little upset.
League of Legends is kind of the only one that I think can even go up against Overwatch.
That's
and
it.
Still Blizzard, the way that Blizzard has developed this in the span of like 2 years is incredible to me. So it's got to be Overwatch.
All right, best esports athlete, Sonic Fox, Tokido.
Sonic Fox, no, we don't even have to hear the rest of them. It's Sonic Fox.
It's Sonic Fox, man.
Period.
Uzi, Simple, or Jay Jonak.
If anyone except Sonic Fox wins, riot.
That's right. Sonic Fox or Riot. I love that.
It's Sonic Fox.
All right, best esports team, Astralis, Cloud9, Fnatic, London Spitfire, or OG.
This year, 2018, has been the year of Cloud9.
Yeah,
I will accept nothing else.
This is esports team. That's how Cloud9 and London and Spitfire in the same thing. If you're picking esports
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah,
okay.
I think it's Astralis.
Okay,
that's
you know what? That is entirely fair. If you're separating between Cloud9 and the London Spitfire, that's fair.
All right, last one. The E-League, our best esports event, E-League Major Boston 2018, EVO 2018, the League of Legends World Championship, Overwatch League Grand Finals, or the International 2018.
Sold out Barclays Center.
I'm going to give it to the Overwatch Grand Finals because it was the newest one and it pulled it off probably the best outside of the International.
It's hard to argue against it.
And Worlds. Worlds was great. I mean, don't get me wrong. We're going to talk about that KDA performance.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I think...
But EVO was so hyped this year.
Overwatch, but it was Overwatch's debut of the Grand Finals.
No, I agree.
You got to give it to them. Listen, we want to hear from you. Do you have any predictions for tonight's Game Awards? How much of our list do you disagree with? Connect with us on social media. That's Checkpoint XP on Facebook and Twitter, and Checkpoint _XP on Instagram. Ahead next on Checkpoint XP Daily, we'll check in with Joe over at the Checkpoint News Desk.
KDA's Pop Stars is still killing it. We'll tell you about it.
Gaming news is next here on Checkpoint XP Daily.
This is Checkpoint Esports and Gaming Radio. This is Checkpoint Esports and Gaming Radio. CheckpointRadio.com.
Welcome back to Checkpoint Esports and Gaming Radio. Want to thank everyone listening on CBS Sports Radio 1300 in Baltimore, as well as the Ticket 1230 in Roanoke Rapids, North Carolina. Make sure you visit our website at checkpointxp.com to subscribe to our growing offering of podcasts.
Yeah.
Follow us on Twitch at twitch.tv/checkpointxp to join the show live and connect with us on social media at checkpointxp on Facebook and Twitter, and checkpoint_XP on Instagram. But first, let's check in with Joe over at the Checkpoint News Desk and get a gaming news update.
Gaming News Update with Joe Sloan.
Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt this program to bring you important news.
CheckpointRadio.com.
KDA's song Pop Stars stormed onto the scene at the Grand Finals of the League of Legends World Championship. After topping charts for a while, the song has now passed another milestone, 100 million views on YouTube.
Can we just, we need to pull over and really just acknowledge how big of a deal this is.
Good song, man.
It is. First of all, that's a great song. Very, very solid pop song.
Yes.
Super catchy, very well done.
Yep.
And secondly, like well deserved. The fact that this is coming out of the esports scene is, I think, what is so significant about it, because like this is going to be a lot of people, young people's
their first
point of contact for something coming out of esports. And I think that it's very cool that it's, you know, music.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think that's phenomenal.
And I mean, I'll be honest, I bought the skins. So
did you really?
All of them?
No, just a couple of them.
I didn't buy the skins, but
$20
I bought,
a pop.
Hold on. I didn't buy the skins, but I bought Evelyn.
Oh yeah?
$20 a pop.
Look, yeah. I'm going to be honest. I'm going to back him up here. If Blizzard did something like this with Overwatch and there were like four $20 skins,
you'd do it.
I'd do it.
Would drop the $100?
Not all at once, and it would only be 80.
Oh, you are.
Wait, there was four.
You are
four,
out
before.
Of your mind.
Yeah, it'd only be 80.
Here's the thing.
I'd do it periodically.
That isn't the most expensive skin I own.
Not at all.
So, yeah.
What's the most expensive one?
$35.
Which one?
Ezreal.
Okay.
Dude.
Oh, I'm sorry. The Lux one, too.
Uh-oh.
The Ezreal one was a gift, so I didn't buy that one.
Do you feel me judging you over here? Because I'm judging you pretty hard. I'm
pretty used to you judging me. It's kind of gone numb. A look ahead to the next generation shows that women are about to play a much larger role in the esports scene. A study out of the UK showed that 15% of all girls now watch esports. In addition, more girls aged 13 to 15 take part in esports than boys of the same age, and more girls aged 13 to 15 watch esports live than boys of the same age group. Finally, 84% of teen girls now spend at least some of their time gaming, as opposed to 75% last year.
Listen, this is what we've been saying about esports since this show began.
Yeah, no one should be surprised about this.
This is one of the demographics, this is one of the areas that is notoriously hard to get into, and yet it consistently overperforms compared to TV, compared to traditional sports, simply because it's accessible.
Well, this
anybody
is
anybody can do this.
I'm picturing a day where the next teen heartthrobs are coming mainly out of the esports.
It's already
scene.
Like that in
thank
Korea.
You.
Bro.
I mean, yes,
Korea,
that is
you.
That is true. No, you're very right. It does, but I mean, like, can you imagine seeing like Tiger Beat magazine for esports? That would be weird, right?
It's coming. Yeah.
Like back in our day, it was Jonathan Taylor Thomas, but
no.
Today,
oh,
no
man,
then, now it's gonna be Fissure and
Ninja,
not,
yo,
Ninja, and all those types
it's
of people.
It's very weird. I'm just saying, like, that's a
yeah,
very weird
what?
Dichotomy.
A lot of those 100 million views on YouTube for that KDA song,
hey man,
wonder where they're coming from,
yeah,
Joe.
Yes, they're coming from Joe.
Despite an incredible year in video gaming, some major developers' stocks are tanking. A look at the last 2 months shows that EA's stocks are down 30%. Take-Two is down 25% despite Red Dead Redemption 2 releasing. And Blizzard Activision is down 45%.
How much you want to bet that this has to do at least somewhat with the FTC getting involved with regulating loot boxes?
It has to.
But I mean, this is a two-month trend downwards. This isn't the last week.
That's fair. I mean, but we've known that business practice has been under fire, and that's where a lot of the growing margins have been coming from. And, you know,
does Take-Two in their GTA Online, do they have loot box type practices in that?
They have microtransactions.
They don't have loot box, I don't believe.
Yeah. No, I mean, it is a bigger trend. I'm just trying to find some kind of causation for it. So,
Epic Games is set to launch their own game store, one they say will be more fair than Steam.
Stop it.
Whereas Steam takes 30% of sales and 20% for highly profitable games, Epic's service will take 12% across the board.
Okay.
In addition, if the game is developed on the Unreal Engine, Epic will cover 5% of the engine's royalties from the 12% it takes.
Now, hold on. Before you guys...
That's compelling right there.
It is compelling.
The other thing is, too, one of the guys who helped develop this for the past... Oh, I don't know how many years it is, but have you heard of Steam Spy?
Mm-hmm.
Website that was actually just a pet project for this guy who's employed by Epic that basically has just been taking all this data from Steam over the past several years and using that to figure out ways to make this better than Steam Store. Like this is actually probably going to be a big deal.
If they can find a way to improve on the Steam service, then I'm all for it. But I'm a little bit, I'm a little bit skeptical that it's going to be able to come out of Epic. Granted, yeah, they do, you know, produce the engine that is used most widely across the industry right now. But I just feel like Steam has such a massive library that your initial offering is going to have to be so huge to get people in the door and spending money that I don't really see it. I don't know how you dethrone Steam in 2019.
In a weird bit of news, rapper Soulja Boy has released a handheld game console.
No. We really don't know what we're dealing with here, man.
The Soulja game boasts having 3,000 plus built-in games across the Neo Geo, Game Boy Advance, Game Boy Color, and whatever FC, CP1, and MD stand for.
I'm very confused about this. Is he the main character in all of these games?
No, because, it's an emulator. It's an emulator.
This is going to get a 3-inch screen, guys.
This is going to get shut down
so
hard.
No way Nintendo signed off on this.
No way.
Hold on. What about his Soulja Watch, though? That's a thing, too.
Stop it. A new Tony Hawk game is on the way and will be releasing next week. Tony Hawk's Skate Jam will be available on Android and iOS devices on December the 13th. The two main game modes will be a classic career mode as well as a, quote, global Skate Jam tournament.
How dare you bait me that way on the Tony Hawk Pro Skater game? How dare you, Joe? I was so ready to be like out of my chair at this store.
I think Tony Hawk will handle great on a phone. Actually,
it's Diablo too. Immortal all over again for Norris.
Is this an out of season April Fool's joke?
Esports is closing out a monster year in terms of viewership. League of Legends, Overwatch, CSGO, and Dota 2 clocked in a combined 190 million hours of viewership from their respective world championships. League of Legends led the way with 80 million hours, followed by CSGO's E-League Major, Dota 2's International, and Overwatch League's Finals. That's all for the Checkpoint Gaming News Update. For more, head on over to our website, checkpointxp.com.
Thanks, Joe, for the update. I know we covered some bad news out of Epic Games, but there's already another problem facing the company. Lawsuits. Rapper 2 Milli is suing Epic Games, saying that they stole the Swipe It emote. And I'm so glad that we finally get to talk about this. This has been a story that's been floating out there for weeks about 2 Milli coming out and criticizing Epic Games about the fact that they did not pay for a dance that he created.
All right, so because leave it to the black guy. So the thing is that when you got the Milli rock, you know what I'm saying? You got the dance, you got the emote that's in Fortnite. That emote is very popular. However, it is a dance move that 2 Milli, you know, I don't want to say he made up, because that's not the nature of dances.
No, but I mean, if he popularized. But if they had the Soulja Boy stomp in there, you know, like that's something that Soulja Boy came up with.
Yeah, it is. And if Soulja Boy wanted to sue them, he may have an intellectual property suit that may stand up.
Well,
in court.
He probably should, because he's going to be losing a lot of money on his handheld console.
Well, he probably would have a court case that stands, because I do believe stuff like the juke and other
bunch of stuff in
that,
here.
Absolutely. Interesting.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Michael Jackson, I think, may have trademarked the moonwalk.
Really?
I believe he did.
Yeah. Michael Jackson trademarked everything.
You kidding?
There's a reason why it was hard to get a hold of his stuff. But the thing is, man, is I think not only is this a growing trend, we talked about it briefly on other shows, is that, you know, this presents a real problem for Epic and for Fortnite, because they're going to have to deal with this for the foreseeable future.
Yeah, I mean, Nate, you asked the other day, has Epic gotten too large for itself? Has it, by becoming so big and vast, they're opening themselves up. Everyone is like, well, if I can just, you know, maybe get a little $1 million, you know, settlement outside court, that's a win. They're not going to worry about it too much.
Well, so I feel like if this does go through and he has a case here, like there's a bunch of dances they've taken from all over the place. Turk's dance from Scrubs, I think, is in there as well.
Yep. And if I recall too, like, but this goes back even further than Epic. Didn't World of Warcraft stole a bunch of dances and had their characters do them, didn't they?
Yes. A lot of those dances come from specific places. A lot of them,
Napoleon Dynamite dances in there.
Some of them are really obscure, but like one of them I think comes from a Britney Spears video.
But I mean, again, like they would have had to have cleared all
maybe,
of that.
Maybe.
Maybe, but think? if you have
they also don't charge you for those, though.
That's true.
That's another thing. Yeah. And on top of that, if, you know, these studios or these particular artists don't find issue with it, which most of them don't.
Mm-hmm. And again, it's not 200 million players as opposed to WoW's 100 million.
So what's the answer? Do they just take the dance out of the game? I mean, clearly they're not going to be able to undo the lawsuit.
I think they settle out of court for $5 million and call it a day.
And by the way, 2 Milli is very relevant. No, he's not. Yeah, that's my point, is that he's not relevant at all.
I tell you right now, Beyonce come knocking on their door, they selling super fast, and this don't even become a story, okay?
I'm just saying, like, nobody knew who 2 Milli was before the Fortnite dance was in Fortnite.
That is not
Fortnite.
True.
Oh, come on.
I still don't know who 2 Milli is.
Y'all don't know who 2 Milli is.
No, I know who he is.
I know who he is. Those who don't know
that's
who 2 Milli is.
Whoa, he's the dude suing Epic.
Now you know who he is.
Well, that's what
now
he's best
you
known
know.
For.
No, yeah, exactly. But the whole
point he was solidly middle of the road. Nobody cares. Name me one radio hit that 2 Milli is on.
Milli Rock.
That doesn't count.
I've actually heard of that.
That doesn't count. All right, we're going to have to leave the discussion right there. Listen, and we want to hear from you. Is Epic Games in trouble, or do they have enough money and resources to be able to survive this? Connect with us on social media. That's Checkpoint XP on Facebook and Twitter, and Checkpoint _ XP on Instagram. Thanks for joining us for Checkpoint XP Daily, the first internationally syndicated show on esports and gaming for radio. Visit our website, checkpointxp.com, for insight on esports and gaming, as well as an archive of podcasts and interviews. Join us Monday through Friday at 5 p.m. at twitch.tv/checkpointxp. Our theme is provided by the band Weird At Last. Find more at weirdatlast.com. Checkpoint XP Daily is a production of Beasley Esports XP. I want to thank our executive producing team of Buzz Knight, Mike Thomas, and Rick Scott. Lead segment producing by Joe Sloan. Producing and booking help from Christine Corpus, and of course my co-hosts, who pulled double duties as producers for Checkpoint: Robbie Landis, Norris Howard, and over at the Checkpoint News Desk, Joe Sloan. My name's Nate Bender. Keep listening.
You've been listening to Checkpoint Radio, a complete look at all things esports and gaming. Check out the latest esports and gaming news and opinions at checkpointradio.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.